ABB News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Hollywood writers' strike is over. Norman Hall has details.
Leaders of the Screenwriters Union have declared their nearly five-month-old strike over after board members approved a contract agreement with studios, bringing Hollywood at least partly back from a historic halt in production. Writers are free to start working Wednesday. They still have to vote to ratify the contract themselves, but lifting the strike will allow them to work during that process. Late-night talk shows, the first to go dark when writers walked out on May 2nd, are likely the first shows that will resume. Hollywood actors remain on strike with no talks yet on the horizon. I'm Norman Hall.
And that actors' strike is expanding to video game makers. Meanwhile, President Biden joined auto workers on a picket line in Michigan.
You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
A Saturday deadline approaching, the Senate is pushing ahead with a bipartisan stopgap measure to keep the government funded through November 17th. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law that will raise taxes on guns and ammunition to pay for school safety and violence prevention programs.
The health-related costs, the costs borne by the taxpayers for gun violence is off the charts. Any fiscal conservative should be making that case.
In a New York civil lawsuit, a judge has ruled Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire, deceiving banks, insurers, and others by massively overvaluing his assets and exaggerating his net worth. Our Mike Sisak has more.
This is by far the biggest repudiation of Donald Trump's image as a wealthy businessman and the steps that the court has said he took that were illegal in building that image.
Amazon is being sued by the FTC in 17 states over allegations it inflates online prices and overcharges sellers. Meanwhile, Target has announced it's closing 9 stores in 4 states, citing safety threats. This is AP News. Brooks Robinson has died at 86. Saga Megani on a baseball legend.
He was the Hoover, the human vacuum cleaner, considered the greatest fielding third baseman ever. Brooks Robinson won 16 straight gold gloves. He was the American League MVP in 1964, the World Series MVP in 1970 after a spectacular fielding display against Cincinnati. Robinson spent all 23 big league seasons in Baltimore, where he was known as Mr. Oriole, revered as much for his kindness as for his play, and where he was a young Cal Ripken's favorite player.
It was something very special to stand in Memorial Stadium, the same place that Brooks played third base.
As the AP's Gordon Beard put it when Robinson retired in 1977, around here people don't name candy bars after Brooks Robinson, they name their children after him. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Thanks, Sagar. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.